Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
At 2:39, John Williams looking out onto a sunny Michigan Avenue. Pretty day downtown. Hey, it's Friday. That's good news. Our numbers in the news, current events quiz in a couple of minutes. Have you ever performed or had performed on you the Heimlich maneuver? Have you ever been choking so much you had to have that?
I've choked a lot, but not...
Not to that degree?
No.
I have once, and I don't know what was going to happen.
Really?
And before I got a sense of, am I going to manage this, my producer reached around from behind me, grabbed me, did the Heimlich maneuver, up, popped up the thing.
When was this?
A couple years ago.
Really?
And I think there are times where she's would like to reconsider that action. You know, I think there's times where she go, you know what, actually, right. You're good, I'll let you go.
Had an out.
I know. And I was like...
Yikes, I didn't know that about you.
And I didn't know, you know, can I get this myself? Can I... it happened so quickly that you're not prepared for it. And you don't all of a sudden know what to do, and now you're losing air. Now you're not getting air.
And my cousin Bridget did that to her back when a kid swallowed a pop top back when they had pop tops.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh,
and
wow.
She saved the guy.
Really?
In the high school cafeteria.
And I think we all know how we think we would do it, but we're not really sure if we're going to be doing it right or if it'll work. And then there's this story of mom, Mary Graham, who was in Alsip, and she thought, I'm going to take my little kids on a little adventure. I don't know how they got there, but they found themselves at a Subway, and they were going to have a sandwich. And the kids were sharing some Doritos, and a Dorito got caught in the little boy's throat, and out of nowhere, a man appears and performs the maneuver. I think this is how the story goes, and up it pops. Mary, the mother, is on line 7. Hi, Mary. This is John Williams, and you're on WGN. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm trying to tell your story, but maybe you can tell it best. Am I describing it correctly? The newspaper said it was a kind of a fun thing you were going to do with the kids, huh?
Yes. You know, we've been cooped up in the house, and it seemed to be a nice evening, and I thought, why not take a walk up to the Subway and have dinner? And, you know, just kind of went from there. And my daughter was sharing her Doritos with my son, who has, you know, eaten Doritos all the time. And it started to look like as if he was going to maybe throw up or something. And he started to kind of turn like a bluish color, and his lips are real pale. And I started like screaming, and I couldn't get him unbuckled fast enough, and just panicking. And when I screamed for help, this man that had just walked in the store ran over, and he just took my son out of that stroller so fast, and he started to do the Heimlich maneuver on him and patting him on his back. And another customer had started to, you know, say that the baby's breathing, he's okay, he's crying. And the, you know, when he did that, the chips came out, and my son, you know, threw up all over this man. And I quickly said thank you, and I ran into the bathroom to clean my son up. And when I came back, he was gone. And I just feel bad that I didn't give him the proper thank you that I should have. And, you know, he deserved a lot more than I gave him for that moment.
Wow. It takes your breath away just hearing you describe that story.
Yeah, it was very scary.
I wonder how long your son was choking like that.
Well, you know, like I said, it all happened so fast, and it just looked like he was gonna maybe, you know, throw up a little bit, or like, you know, something didn't go down right. And I was trying to give him a second to, you know, do that, and then I think when he took that gasp of air, it just got stuck in his throat, and then he started to panic, and then he stopped breathing. So, you know, and then to turn that color blue was very scary. And I couldn't get him unbuckled fast enough. And I don't know, this man just came out of nowhere and just stepped in and took over. And if he didn't, I don't know, you know,
what you would have
where
done.
We'd be today.
Well, how about it? Well, and so the baby was strapped or buckled in, you say, not this isn't a car, but a stroller that you had pushed over to the Subway, huh?
Right. Right, you know, because, you know, toddlers, they run around. And
Yeah.
No kidding. Trying to want to be in and out fast enough, and I just left him in the stroller, and, you know, we do that all the time. He stays in the stroller and has his treats, and I just, a normal day, I thought, just give him his treats and his chips, and he'd be okay, and no. So now I've, you know, definitely learned my lesson, and as a mother, I think that I definitely need to be taking some classes, some CPR classes.
Well, here's the first thing I want you to do. No Doritos for the kid.
That's right. No more chips for him.
Some parents are paranoid about that. I had a mother-in-law who would not serve the kids a hot dog unless it was cut parallel because she was afraid that the tube shape of even a bite of hot dog would get caught in the throat. So she would cut it thinner parallel so that it would be smaller pieces. And that seems like being almost too protective, but you never know, you know.
Yeah, I definitely am taking some new precautions, and definitely no more eating in his stroller. And And my daughter, she was great. She ran right up and got help for us and made sure that, you know, somebody came over because, you know, we were in the back of the restaurant. We were very, like, closed off back there. And I thought that was the best spot so that my son didn't bother anybody. And just very well-dressed man walked in and looked like he was in a hurry. And, you know, he was meant to be at that Subway. And I just...
Yeah, no kidding.
I really just want to give him that proper thank you. And I thank everybody on Facebook for sharing it the way they have and getting my story out there. And I just hope that this man comes forward and, you know, will take recognition for what he did.
He may know well that you're looking for him, but he's sitting there anonymously saying, ah, shoot, you don't need to do that. I'm fine. You're good. That's all. I don't need any thank you, and you don't need to clean my clothes. But it'd be nice if he came forward just because everybody's looking for him now. So if you are the man with, if you're the tall, skinny guy with spiky blonde hair wearing a black T-shirt and gray slacks who walked through the door that day, and help this woman out and her child. Show up, man. There's a link on my Facebook page, too, to your Facebook page. We are WGN Radio. I'm King John on Facebook. You can find me out there, and maybe we'll put a bow on this story. Mary, thank you for telling us what happened, and my best to your kids.
Thank you. Thank you very much for helping me get the word out there, and hopefully we find him.
That's Mary Graham at the All-Sip Subway store the other night. Hey, it's 2:46. I want to do our Numbers in the News current events quiz. This is 10 simple questions. I've got a terrific prize for you if you can get all 10 of them right. Steve will give you an assist. He is your lifeline. Elif will be an assist, too, but you need to call right now, 312-981-7200. The current events quiz. You listen to GN Radio. You're kind of smart. You've been paying attention. So we've got Numbers in the News next.